If you're looking for trouble, belly up to the bar because you're in the right place. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, you're in the baddest biker bar in the investment world. That's what we call the Danger Zone, which is where we on MoneyLife talk with the experts from New Constructs, a research firm that evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And what they find is that the skin-deep take of most firms, well, at times, it's misleading. Now, if it's misleading and the real numbers work in your favor, that would make something attractive. That's not really what we focus on here. We're looking at the stuff that could get ugly. If you want to find out about how it works and you want to find out who's on the most attractive and most dangerous lists and more, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, welcome back to Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Caesars Entertainment.
Danger, danger.
Caesars Entertainment. It's ticker symbol CZR. And I know they're not here for no reason at all. So what's the problem that brings them into the danger zone?
Chuck, they are on our list of companies most likely to miss earnings for the second quarter of 2025. We are bringing back an old product, right? For a long time, we used to do who's most likely to beat and miss every quarter. We dropped it for a while because we're focused on some other things, but we're bringing this back. We want to talk about core earnings more. Our core earnings indices, managed by Bloomberg, are doing extremely well, outperforming this year. And this is a popular product. We're glad to bring it back. And Caesars makes the list.
So first, are they at the top of the list or are they a particularly obvious candidate for one or another reason?
They're not at the top of the list, but they have significant unusual income that is causing their reported earnings to be overstated and their street estimates to be overstated. And we chose them out of five. Because it's one of the largest market cap names and they've got some interesting things in the footnotes.
Well, out of five is in a report that you guys wrote about where street estimates are too high. But let's also quantify the problem here because you look at who's overstated and there are a lot of companies whose street earnings in your estimation are overstated. So help people understand street earnings, why they're overestimated, what percentage of companies out there you look at that are overestimated?
We're seeing right now in the S&P about 39% of companies are overstating their earnings by an average of around 14%. So it's a pretty big number. This number fluctuates back and forth. Not a ton. You'll see big spikes typically in market downturns where earnings get understated more than overstated. But yeah, we're seeing about a third of the S&P 500 right now has got overstated earnings.
Of that, as you said, the average overstatement, 14%. So when we're talking about Caesars, how bad is it?
Caesars earnings are overstated by 46%.
What's driving that?
There's a few things. The big one is $269 million gain on the sale of property, equipment, trademark, and businesses in the last 12 months. And then there's also a $335 million in transaction and other costs that we found in the footnotes as well.
What does this do to the stock price? If they are overstating earnings by over 40%, presumably the market has reacted to the numbers that they've got out there. How out of whack is the stock price as a result? And what would you expect to happen when they miss earnings and Wall Street maybe wakes up to what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of these gambling and casino stocks have been on thin ice with investors for a while, really since COVID, when they realized how sort of potentially volatile their cash flows can be. And so I think when you're looking at a company like Caesars, we're seeing also gets an unattractive rating. So the valuation's really high. And when you look at the numbers in terms of profits, you know, they've got a really, really slim margin in terms of how much value is really generated by the firm, period, compared to its debts. For equity investors, we're seeing a lot of risk here because you've got We've got something like $26 billion in debt on a market cap of around $6 billion. Profits that are pretty razor thin. So it doesn't take much to wipe out the equity holders. And I know your next question is going to be, so what's the no growth value, right? What's the economic book value? Negative 51 bucks a share, Chuck.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is one of those, like, this is an unattractive, dangerous stock. I mean, they're pumping up the earnings, and you take away those fake earnings and you've got a business that could be a life support.
Obviously, an earnings miss, we say all the time, your crystal ball's in the shop. You can't tell us what's going to make Wall Street wake up to this. But in the case of an earnings miss, well, we know that Wall Street does punish those. The question will be, how much of that punishment do you think Wall Street recognizes? In other words, when they miss earnings, will it actually wake them up, or will it just be, yeah, that's a mild disappointment?
Yeah, it's hard to say, right? I mean, we've seen companies trade unrelated to the fundamentals of the business a lot, right? And so it just kind of depends, you know, when they who they want to pick on. But I think this is one where the risk is heightened, particularly because of the large debt load. And it's not a sexy AI stock. So I don't really see any cushion for these guys or margin for error. So I think a big earnings miss could knock the stock down easily 20, 40, 50%.
And we should point out the stock's trading for about 30 bucks a share. Stupid money risk. I mean, gaming, gambling, casinos, et cetera, super popular industry. And this is a big brand name, well-recognized. So if this company gets beaten up enough, does somebody buy it, or is that debt situation so bad that somebody's going to wait around going, let these guys prove that they've got that negative book value, negative economic book value, and I'll buy them out of bankruptcy?
You know, I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, why am I going to pay over and above all this, you know, pay a premium over the debt, get the equity holders anything when there's nothing there? So it would be tough. But, you know, look, we've seen crazier things happen. That's why it's called stupid money risk.
So, David, you're bringing back this most likely to miss. That's coming back. And while we normally talk about dangerous, there is an obvious flip side to this, which is a list of most likely to beat. So can we expect that at some point in the danger zone, we'll be, instead of looking at the dangerous ones, we'll be looking at something that's attractive, that is a good chance to, you know, be a positive surprise?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. I'd be happy to do that. Consider that our next episode. We'll talk about one of the stocks that's most likely to beat because its accounting earnings, reported earnings, understate the real core earnings.
That'll be the flip side. So remember what you heard here about misstated earnings and how they happen and why they make Caesars, CZR, in the danger zone, one of several stocks in a report that you can find at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
That's David Trainer, and he is the guy behind New Constructs. And we talk all about their methodology. But if you want to learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. And yeah, bookmark next Monday's show when we'll be talking about somebody who's on the other side. And that's going to actually be a long idea. So it'll still be dangerous because we're always talking about dangerous stuff. But this will be the other side of that. Meanwhile, on the other side of this break, we've got more to go on Money Life. So stick around, because it's not dangerous, it's exciting what we get to after this break.